97.7 KPFK, Los Angeles.
And welcome to KPFK's Arts in Review. I am the host, Julio Martinez, and my guest today is an actor who's a mainstay of L.A. theater, as well as working quite a bit in television and film. He also had a rather famous sister. I'm talking about Apollo Dukakis, so please stay tuned.
Bye.
This is Julio Martinez. I am the host of Arts in Review, and today I have the great honor of talking to Apollo Dukakis. Are you there, sir?
Yeah. Yes, I'm here, Julio. How are you?
I am fine. I've seen you many times over the years. I was an active member of the theater you were involved in here in Los Angeles.
You were?
Antaeus, yes.
Oh, Antaeus, yeah.
And I've seen you in other productions. I also had the honor of interviewing your sister in 1993 when she was doing Tales of the City with Laura Linney.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've been around a long time. So,
That's right. You
wrote a play, OK, Olympia, Let's Go. That makes me sound like you're her younger brother.
Oh, well, you guessed right. I am. I'm six years younger than she was.
So how did you get the idea of putting this together?
Excuse me. Well, that's the overall title of the evening. We have, through the years, have worked together on stage, acted together, and directed each other. Ten acting couples actually started a theater in Montclair, New Jersey, which lasted for 19 years. I was there for 15, and she was there for, well, actually the full amount. And we started a theater with 10 couples, 30 miles from New York in Montclair, New Jersey. And it became a fully operating equity theater in about 3 years. And we did 5 plays a year, and mostly the classics, and then towards the end, new plays. And so we would act together, and she directed me, I directed her. We lived a half a mile from each other. Our families grew up together. We were on stage together. Our children were on stage together, and even our mother appeared in a couple of plays, too. Yeah, and I moved to Los Angeles in 89, and she stayed living in New Jersey and then went back to New York when their kids grew up and remained in New York City. But we were always wanting to work together again. And then we started working in a couple of regional theaters and did a couple of plays together. The Cherry Orchard was one, The Tempest, and Mother Courage at the Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts. And then there was a period that we weren't working together, and we would have phone calls, and I would say, we've got to find something to do again. And I couldn't find the right material, and one day she said, well, why don't you write something? So I wrote a one-act play about her and myself, just two characters. And the pandemic hit, and we would start to do it on Zoom. And she had a small stroke, you know, and found it hard, and her eyes were not the same, and she would stumble over words. And we were hoping to get her a device so that she would have her assistant feed her the lines, but she started failing in her health, and that wasn't possible. So I did finally, when she passed away in 2021, I did the first scene at her memorial in New York at the Delacorte Theater with a colleague of hers. And that was my tribute to her, was doing this first scene that I had written. And then after that, I wrote two more scenes and made it into, it was a 40-minute play. And to make a long story short, I put together an evening to celebrate her which included the one I play, as well as two photo montages, one still photo and a montage of clips from her movies, and put it together as an evening. And I've done it in about five different venues here on the West Coast, and then we did it at the Public Theater in New York as well. And then I've had some... am I talking too much?
Oh, you're talking beautifully. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm trying to bring it back up to the present.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, we... it's been a couple of years. The last time I did it was at the Public Theater. And then I've had some health issues that through the years that got resolved. And now I'm going to be doing it at the Odyssey. Originally, the title was Remembering Olympia. But now it's been about 5 years, so I thought of more of a celebratory kind of title. And I'll tell you, Julio, that the title is an homage. When she won the Academy Award, she raised the statuette high in the air and said, "Okay, Michael, let's go," which was a reference to our cousin, Michael Dukakis, who was running for president at that time.
That's right. It,
a sign of encouragement for him. So that's how I came about doing the play.
Now, you're at the Odyssey Theater March 21st at 8 p.m., March 22nd at 3 p.m. How come you didn't decide to do just a regular run?
Well, I have not been doing a run of this. It's been a one-evening event at all these other theaters. And it was Beth Hogan, the artistic director, who suggested we do two. So I agree to that, but it's more of like a one-time event that usually and hopefully is used as a fundraiser for the theater.
I see. It seems like it would also be great at like the Hollywood Fringe Festival or the Edinburgh Festival. It's the type of thing that would go over very well.
Well, you know, I had not even thought of those. I tried to do it in theaters that, you know, Olympia had there was a connection to, especially at the American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco.
I know it well.
She did many plays there, yeah, and many plays at the Public Theater. And I was trying to find a place. She only did one play here in Los Angeles, and that was at the Mark Chapin Forum, was Vigil. A two-character play back in 2010. So I'm sure she has a lot of fans here, but most of her friends and colleagues lived in New York, because until 1988, she had been doing theater. She was a stage actress. And
right.
This miracle happened when she did the film Moonstruck.
Oh, and, yes.
yeah, and that changed her life. changed her life. It also changed my life and my family's life.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I remember that film very well.
Yeah.
Now, you were a member of the Antilles Theater for 10 years, I remember.
Yes, I was. I'm not currently still a member of A Noise Within in Pasadena.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been with them since 1995.
So you also manage to do film and television, which is great because you go where they pay a little bit more money. That's
well, that's true. But, you know, after it's been a few years now, I'm getting up in age and I don't have the energy to do theater anymore, like a run of a play, to be honest with you, Julio. It's too much. And I've stopped doing that and I've done a few short films and a feature film. It's a little easier.
Well, do you have a feature film, Gloria, which can be currently seen on Amazon Prime? That's good.
That's right. Just this the other day, it was finally announced that it's on Prime Video. I filmed it a couple of years ago in El Paso, Texas. Yeah, it was it's about a Mexican-American family based on the writer director her life, and her name is Hope Martinez.
Yes.
Coincidence.
That's
why. Yeah, she's very talented. It's her first feature, and it's a very heartfelt film. And it's very entertaining, and people can identify.
You did a film I find very interesting, The Last Action Hero with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yes.
Did you have to act? I mean, did you have to get physical in that?
Well, I play. That was a film in which a young boy has a rich fantasy life, and he imagines what his favorite action hero, how he would function in Hamlet.
Oh, wow.
Because he's learning Hamlet at school, and he fantasizes about Hamlet. And there's Arnold Schwarzenegger is Hamlet. I was the part of Polonius. And I come up from behind the arras, and he's there, and I say, "Stay thy hand, fair prince." And he said, "Who says I'm fair?" And he stabs me, you know. I had a longer scene, but they cut it down to that one line.
Yes, they will do that to you.
Yeah, but it was fun, and it was interesting. You know I got cast because I look similar to the British actor who was in the Laurence Olivier film, who played Polonius.
I get you. Yeah, Schwarzenegger doesn't much look like Laurence Olivier, but that's all right.
No, he doesn't. But he has other attributes.
Right. So, you're a working actor. Do you still go do regional theater?
Well, you know, like I said.
Oh, that's right.
I haven't been doing anything for the past 2-3 years. The last thing I did was at a noise. The last play I did was at a Noise Within. It was Buried Child by Sam Shepard.
Right.
But interestingly enough, that during the last performance there, or my last performance, I stumbled and fell down on a rumpled rug, and I had to go to an emergency room, and I had to leave the cast. And I think it was a sign that told me it was time to stop. But I was getting a little too, fragile for the stage. And my energy wasn't up.
But you're still making yourself available to do film and television.
Yeah, I've been doing readings and stage readings and short films and this feature film. And I've been concentrating on working on the piece about my sister. And as the years go by and I keep doing other performances of it, I, you know, make changes here and there. I find out something that wasn't working and try to make it work, or something that was a little sugar-coated about our relationship, I would change. And it's been very gratifying doing that piece.
I want to remind everyone that this is Arts in Review. I am the host, Julio Martinez. My host is actor Apollo Dukakis, whose one person pay, Okay, Olympia, Let's Go, is currently going to have two performances at the Odyssey Theater on March 21st at 8 p.m., March 22nd at 3 p.m., and the producers have kindly offered us two pairs of tickets to offer to a member of the KPFK family. That means you are a dues-playing member of KPFK and you listen to Arts in Review. If you want a pair of tickets, call 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK. Press 2. And my producer will answer the phone, and you can get a pair of tickets to Okay, Olympia, Let's Go.
Well, you might want to add that on Saturday night, we also have a Q&A with the audience after the performance. A Q&A, and present there will be Kathy Baker, the actress.
Oh, my, that's great.
Kathy, you know, was not one for 4 Emmy Awards. Emmy Awards for when she did TV's Picket Fences. You remember that show?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and She was Oscar nominated as well, and she made a movie with Olympia back in the late 80s called Dad with Jack Lemmon and Ted Danson, and she'll be there to talk about her memories of Olympia.
Oh, that's great. That would be at the Saturday, March 21st at 8 p.m.
Yeah, the 8 o'clock performance. Also would be Olympia's, one of Olympia's sons and her granddaughter will be present for a Q&A.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great. Now, after you do this two evenings in March, are you thinking of looking out to do it air in a regional theater, travel with it at all? You won't have to do a whole run of a play. Just perform this.
Well, it's a one-act play. The evening is about an hour and a half because it involves the film montages. But the play itself is only a one actor. Uh-huh. So that's a little tricky for a run of a play. We need a fuller evening of
theater. I was just thinking doing what you're doing like you're doing at the Odyssey. Go in. You're well known around the country as an actor. So I would think a regional theater in Louisville or Chicago or maybe back in your hometown.
My hometown. Yeah. Well, you're right. I've been thinking of that. I did it at the North Coast Repertory Theater in Solana Beach.
Uh-huh.
And then at the Pacific Repertory Theater in Carmel.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Okay. But I first did it at the Los Angeles Greek Film Festival. That was the first time we did it. I did it with Candace Chappelle. I don't know if you know Candace?
No, I know the name, but I've never met her.
She was an artistic associate at the Old Globe Theater. And she's also won 4 Best Actress Awards from the Los Angeles Drama Critics. So she's quite a wonderful actress. And I've done it with her here in the West Coast. And there's another actress on the East Coast that I did at the Public Theater. You know, you may be interested to know that it was originally workshopped at Ten Chimneys in Milwaukee.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard of Ten Chimneys?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, the L'Enfantin Art Center. It was based on their summer home there. And Olympia had done several workshops at their art school there, and they were interested when I first approached them. And so we went there and sort of workshopped the play and have a public reading of it. That was at the beginning. Yeah.
Wow. I have to ask you, how did you get involved in theater? How did you and Olympia get involved in the arts?
My goodness. I've always wanted to be an actor, Julio, since I was 5 years old. That's my memory. Olympia, on the other hand, went out and pursued other goals, although she had theater was in the back of her mind. She originally went to Boston University to study physical education.
Wow.
She wanted to be a gym teacher. Then, while she was there, she switched to physical therapy, and she became a physical therapist. As a matter of fact, in the early 50s, during the polio epidemic, she traveled around the country, you know, working on working with people who had polio and as a physical therapist. And but it was quite a distressing experience because of the suffering she saw, and she left physical therapy and went to Boston University to get a master's degree in theater. And that's when she began her journey. And students from that college founded the Child's Playhouse in Boston. I don't know if you are aware of that, but it's a theater that was started by this group of actors back in the late 50s. And it still exists today as a commercial theater. Then she moved to New York in the early 60s and did theater throughout the 60s. And then we started a theater company, as I said, in Montclair, New Jersey. And then, of course, in 88, she made the film Moonstruck, which changed everything.
Oh, yes. For many people, yes. What was the first acting job where you got paid?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I would say it was, I worked as an actor at Smith College. When I got out of acting school in the early, well, the early 60s, late
yeah,
59, 60, and Smith College, which is in Northampton, Massachusetts, it was an all-girls school, and they would hire two male actors to work in the theater department. And I believe it was $40 a week I got. Well, in those days, that was counted for a little more. But that was the first paid job. Yeah, and I was there for about a year and a half. And then I moved to New York.
Wow.
And for 10 years, you know, struggling, getting a job out of the city, then coming back. And
what was your first job in New York City?
You mean acting job or
yeah,
job?
Yeah, acting. I know you were probably a waiter somewhere. But
oh, yes. Well, I worked at the, there was no money, but it was, I worked at the Cafe Chino.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever hear of that? It was
oh,
the
sure.
first off-Broadway venue. It was like a storefront. It was the beginning of off-Broadway back in 1961. And it was a little coffee house with a tiny stage. And I did a play there called, funnily enough, The Apollo of Belloc by Jean Giraudoux. I didn't play the Apollo. I played another character. But and then we didn't get paid, but we actually we would pass the hat at the end of the performance amongst the audience, which I found very embarrassing. I thought it was very kind of embarrassing, but that was my first, that was a job, but, you know, not a paying job. First paying job. And then I went to a theater in New Hampshire in 1962. And that's also where I got paid $40 a week. And I was there for 2.5 years, and we did a play every 3 weeks in a 90-seat theater. And sometimes there were more people on stage than in the audience.
I know that very well.
Oh, you do?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, well, there was incredible growth for myself as an actor. Oh, I played parts, you know, that, you know, were twice my age. I played George and Virginia Woolf when I was 28, and I would do a chorus boy in Little Mary Sunshine, and then I would do Pastor Manders in Ghosts. I played every age imaginable.
Tell
it
me.
It was quite an education.
Does the whole theater company still exist in Montclair?
No, it doesn't, Julio. It lasted for 19 years, though.
And won a Tony Award. Tony nominated.
Well, yeah. It didn't win the award. It was nominated.
Right.
But that was, you know, quite an achievement.
Yeah. My wife started the theater, the Craig Theater in Summit, New Jersey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what years were that?
Oh, that would have been probably in the early 70s.
What was the name of it?
It was called the Craig. It was named after her brother, Craig.
Somerset, where is that?
Summit? I'm not sure. I've been there once.
And is that South Jersey or North?
No, North Jersey. It was an upstairs from a restaurant, and which in a place that has formerly been an opera house.
Oh.
And it was free, so the people who owned the restaurant said, that area is free. You're an actress. If you want to start a theater, go ahead. And she did with her brother.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful. How many years did it last?
I think it lasted about 10 years. Because we went to see it when we got married and we went back there. But a few years later, it had closed.
Oh, what kind of plays would she do?
Oh, everything under the sun. She didn't act. She did act, but mainly she made costumes and directed.
That's how we started that theater. Yeah,
yeah.
Our theater was run by committees. There was no one person. In the first few years, we had an artistic committee, a financial committee, everything was run by committee. Everybody had an equal say in everything. And then gradually we had to become more traditionally structured because corporations and businesses, which we would reach out for contributions and grants, they wanted to talk to one person. So Olympia became the artistic director. I was the associate artistic director. There was a managing director and so forth. Yeah, but this theater was started by people who sacrificed a lot. And it was one of those, like your wife, a dream fulfilled.
Oh, sure. When my wife needed seats for the theater, they found out there was something going out of business in upstate New York. So her and her brother got in the car and drove up and got all the seats and brought them down.
That's the way it works. Did you do anything with the theater?
No, I wasn't involved in it at all. I met her when she was here in L.A.
This was after that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she came to L.A. to become an actress, which she did. And she now is a script analyst for Breakdown Services. And also acts and directs plays. In fact, she directs all my holiday plays.
What's her name, her stage name?
Oh, Irina Ranga. Did you ever see Welcome Back, Cotter?
Yes.
Well, she played Mary Johnson, the girl who marries Horshack, on the show.
Oh, my goodness.
But that was another day. it's not unusual for one actor to be attracted to another actor.
No, not at all. They understand what your life is like. And they can be they're very understanding.
And right now I have to say goodbye to you. It's been such a pleasure talking to you. But I want to remind everyone, your play, Okay Olympia, Let's Go, is running March 21st at 8 p.m., March 22nd at 3 p.m., and you can get tickets by calling 818-95-KPFK. We're offering two pairs. You can do that, or you could go to the theater and buy them. But thank you, sir, and have a great career.
Thank you, Julio. This was fun, and I am very thankful for your interest.
Mine, too, and of yours. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.